The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. Something that a lot of people have probably heard about, maybe they've been a little apprehensive, maybe they've been a little scared, maybe they don't like needles, but I'm telling you, from the things that I've heard and from what my wife is saying, acupuncture is the way. There's a lot of science behind this. There's a lot of history to this. I know this dates back, what, hundreds, thousands of years probably?
About 2,500 to 3,000 years, yep.
Wow, okay, yep. So that's a pretty good track record. Let's talk about acupuncture today. I have Dr. Rebecca Gibbons in the studio along with Josh Shurick, and they are here from Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. You can find them online at awpensacola.com, or you can just give them a call, 850-530-1028. That's 530-1028 for Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Guys, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
It's a beautiful morning. I know some people out there, my wife especially, we struggle with a little bit of daily pain just from overuse of certain parts of our body. And, you know, ergonomics was not really a thing until I was a little bit older, so I didn't know the damage I was doing. So how can acupuncture help? Because everybody, when they think of acupuncture, if they don't know, they immediately just picture huge needles being pushed into your body,
or
right?
They think of like Hellraiser or something.
No.
Needles
go there, but yeah,
in their face and everything. But, but that's really, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about acupuncture. Mm-hmm. You don't get tons of needles in you. It shouldn't hurt.
Right.
Of course, they're thin needles, so you might feel them going in you, but they shouldn't hurt. And I always tell my patients, you know, the main thing that acupuncture helps is it regulates the neurological system. So it should calm you down, and that gives us a foundation for healing, you know. So depending on what you're coming in for, we want to reduce stress, because whether you have pain that causes stress, especially if you've been in chronic pain, or you are unable to do things because of certain illnesses, that will cause stress too. So it calms down the neurological system. It just helps to regulate the body.
Yeah, stress is definitely the enemy. It really is, because when you put yourself under mental stress, it affects you physically, physiologically. It breaks you down. You know, it's almost like not getting enough sleep. Your body and your mind, everything just starts shutting down. So, it's very important to just calm down first and then concentrate on the healing, because I think we all need to calm down a little bit. We're all just, we're all running at that just like critical level, you know, where it's just like one more thing is going to send us over the edge. All right. So it doesn't hurt. You shouldn't feel it. You might feel the needles actually go in, but it's not like a needle you would get at a doctor.
Yeah. Because a lot of those needles, you know, you think of like the IV needles, they're a higher gauge.
Right.
These are
very tiny.
Very tiny. Yep. Very specific. They're very in specific areas, depending again on what you come in for. And that's when, you know, we meet with patients first just to make sure we can help them on what they're coming in for.
What does a treatment plan look like? Is this a multi-visit? How many times do you have to do this?
Yes. So we specialize in treating more chronic conditions. So a lot of our patients come in, they have been everywhere else.
Right.
They've tried cortisone shots. They've tried physical therapy, everything. And so they come in and we're kind of like the last resort. And they have had conditions like peripheral neuropathy or chronic pain or infertility for years. So in order for us to kind of peel back the layers of the onion, we have to see them multiple times. We have to make a shift in the body, a physiological shift, because otherwise they may feel better after a first or second treatment, but the body has memory and it can go back to what it had been, go back to that inflammation or chronic pain. And so it's kind of like building a muscle. You know, you don't go to the gym once a week and expect to have great abs, right? So you have to come in.
Not everybody's like me.
I know.
That's what I do. I eat donuts, but I got that one gym day and I just look amazing.
Not everybody is genetically blessed.
No.
You know,
I'm
so we have to work with what we've got.
Yeah. All right. It's getting deep in here. 850 437-1620. If you want to join the conversation, I know you got questions. And if you have any comments, questions, let us know. 437-1620. I have Dr. Rebecca Gibbons in the studio along with Josh Shurick. We're going to hear from you in a minute. Doctor, how did you get into this? You're an RN, licensed yes. Acupuncturist. What made you want to get into this?
So I had also suffered from low back pain and migraines. You know, I was an athlete as a younger kid and thought that, you know, so I had a lot of injuries.
Right.
So later in life, especially with the stress of nursing and stuff, I used acupuncture to help. Mm. And then I went back to school. And school for in every state's a little bit different. So Florida is 4 years. It's about 3.5 to 4 years for a licensed acupuncturist. And then we also have 4 boards. So I went back to school. I thought I was just going to, you know, add to my nursing career. And then, but I just fell in love with the medicine and I saw how many people we could help. So that's kind of how I got into it. Mm. Yeah.
All right. And right off the top of my head, when we're talking about, because I don't want to focus on this because I know a lot of people probably do, but when the needle goes in, is it going into a muscle? Is it going in between? How does it work?
It depends. Okay. So say I'm working like with an athlete or, you know, and they have a more muscle injury or a structural injury, a lot of times I will go into a muscle. And that's where a lot of the schooling comes into. So, and then, but if we're working more with like hormones, you know, regulating hormones for women, whether it be menopause or infertility, those are a little bit more subcutaneous. You know, it's a little bit less, they're smaller needles. So it just depends on, and it also depends on the body size. Yeah, there's a lot of different factors in it.
The fertility piece is very interesting to me to hear that because I know a lot of people spend years and years and thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to, you know, have a baby. And how does acupuncture help with that? You said it regulates hormones?
It can regulate hormones.
Wow.
It also, there's a lot of research between for the quality of eggs as well. It helps to improve quality of eggs for males and it helps with mobility, sperm mobility and increases it. There are a lot of different things that can factor into infertility as well as PCOS or endometriosis. So we also have to treat that before we can, you know, move on to getting someone pregnant.
Okay. So. Looking at the list here, there's lots of conditions that this can treat. Most importantly, I think, being the anxiety, the depression, the infertility, chronic like gut issues. That has been, I hear about that now every day. It's on every commercial, it seems like, for a new kind of treatment for this. I know a lot of people are suffering from this, and acupuncture can help with that as well.
Yeah. For things like IBS, Crohn's, we have patients that have severe GERD, you know, and they've tried every other medication as well. It kind of goes back, you know, how I was saying it regulates the neurological system. So there's so much more studies now on brain, gut, correlation and connectivity. So we have to treat both again as well. And there's a lot of gut issues going on because of stress and that produces more acid and frustration. And then you can't sleep because you have GERD or acid reflux during the night. So again, it's calming down and regulating the systems of the body.
Yeah. Our brain, I kind of look at it like, you know, your brain is a hard drive and a processing unit all in one. And if we don't have that healthy, how do we expect anything else to turn on or work or load up? You know, it's just, it's not going to happen. It's going to break us down. 437-1620, if you have any questions, comments, I've got Dr. Rebecca Gibbons and Josh Shurick in the studio. Josh, how are you doing this morning?
Good,
buddy? We haven't
you?
Heard from you.
Yeah.
So how do you fit into this equation?
So I'm the patient care coordinator. So my main role, how I see it, is I want to provide like, you know, caring, like loving environment. So I love working with clinics, like smaller clinics, because that's what kind of what I grew up with my father being a dentist. So my main role, how I see it, is I want to give patients, you know, that comfortable feel, you know, because especially when they're dealing with needles, especially in the morning, a lot of patients don't want to wake up and get needled.
Right.
So I want to make it, you know, comfortable for them. So when they come in, I introduce myself, you know, good morning, how are you doing? Kind of make it comfortable, like a family environment. Get them in, kind of make everything smooth, you know, gel-like, and I just want to get everyone in you know, efficient way possible, providing the best care possible for each patient, but also giving them, you know, like that feel that, you know, I'm there, you know, if anything happens, I come check on them every like halfway through. I just want to make sure they're doing great, especially with the needles. And over time, you know, I love to grow a connection with every patient. And yeah, like when they're done with their plan, I do get a little sad.
Yeah, because we really develop relationships with our patients because we see them so often and multiple. And then when they're done with their treatment plans, typically some of them want to continue coming and seeing us every week.
Right.
And then some we see like maybe once a month and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, and then Josh kind of helps them also keep on track for their treatment plan as well. So he does a lot with working with the patients and, and making sure that they're comfortable, because going to a clinic is not always the most comfortable, but we try and make it the most pleasant experience that we can.
We do have a text from a listener. Nancy says, I'm a patient, and Dr. Gibbons and Josh and Kirsten for a month. They are so very kind and serious about the comfort of their patients, the office, the staff, the treatment rooms are conducive to total relaxation. Highly recommend giving them a try. Refer to Josh as the hospitality and comfort specialist. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Let me write that down. Hospitality and comfort
specialist. We're going to have to use that, too.
Yeah.
I think you just got a new title. Does that come with a raise, doctor? All right. I'm writing that.
Two badges.
Yeah. We'll give them another badge.
All right.
I'll keep adding them up.
All right. 437-1620. Keep the calls and texts coming. If you want to call, we'll put you right on the air with the doctor. And Josh, this morning, thank you for listening to us. They are from Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Find them online at awpensacola.com. Really easy website. Acupuncture Wellness Pensacola, awpensacola.com, 530-1028. Give them a call today for a consultation, and you'll be greeted by Josh Shurick, the hospitality and comfort specialist, they said. Thank you, Nancy. All right, so we've talked about some of the conditions that this treats. Is this a automatic, just instant kind of relief kind of thing, almost like a massage, or do you have to kind of go a few visits to see the full benefits?
A few visits, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, and I kind of sound like a broken record, but it just depends on how long you've had the issue as well. Even age, lifestyle. So say somebody comes in for peripheral neuropathy and they're diabetic, their blood sugar is not really under control. It's going to take a little bit more, or they're smoking, or they're not very active or something. It does take a little while for us to get some results with it. Right. But there's sometimes people are in more acute pain. And so like acute, I mean, it happened within the last few days. And then we're able to get typically about a 50% improvement, you know, within the first couple of treatments. And then they just might not need, you know, any more than 4 or 5 treatments, and then they're fine.
Right.
But it a lot, like I said before, a lot of our patients are chronic and they've tried everything else. And so it does take a while to show some significant results.
And Josh, you were talking about how, you know, you're sad sometimes when you see people leave the Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola because they don't need the services really anymore. But how is that working with people in their time of need? You know, when they're in pain,
they're
having discomfort, and then you see them, you know, recover.
I love it. Like I said, like seeing people come in and, you know, a lot of times they're not really optimistic about stuff like this. And it's like a lot of times they'll say it's last resort and everything.
Right.
And then seeing them walk out, you know, feeling so much better, walking without any pain, smiling. It's really like heartwarming. And I feel like, you know, you did something. I feel like really it's touching to me seeing patients like that. And that's like my main thing. My main goal is to provide the most efficient patient care, and just get them walking out, you know, getting their life back together, you know, like they, you know, giving them hope that, you know, they can go back to their old self, their young self, because I do believe everyone can, you know, that you never lose a young self, you know, no matter how old you get.
Yeah.
I think there's always, you know, a way to get back.
That's a great point. I've seen it with people where, you know, some kind of illness or some kind of pain that they have just affects the rest of their life, and they never recover from that. But you can get back. And Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola can help. Check them out at awpensacola.com. Josh, did you go to school to be a hospitality and comfort specialist?
I did not, but I did get my degree at UBF. I graduated last year, spring of 23.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. So No, I did get my degree in biomedical sciences, so I did something similar. But I love working in clinics. I started off in the dental office because that's what, you know, working for my father, got a lot of experience working with there. Then I did phlebotomy tech internship at Baptist. Loved that, so I got familiar with needles. And that's when I reached out to Dr. Gibbons because I saw this opportunity, you know, it's a great opportunity to work with needles and be in a clinic. So working alongside her has given me a lot of experience for, you know, whatever comes for the future, so... Right.
80% of your patients are suffering from chronic conditions you've been talking about. Chronic pain, back pain, neck pain, arthritis. The one that I wanted to touch on real quick is migraines. This, my wife is plagued with migraines. She doesn't get them as often, but when she does, it's debilitating. It really is. It's hard to even like get up and walk sometimes because you're just, you're so dizzy and your head hurts so bad. So for people out there suffering with migraines, acupuncture could be the way, right?
Yeah, because I know I have also suffered from migraines, and that was another reason why I would get acupuncture, because you feel like even after the migraine is gone, like the next day you feel like hungover, right? You just, you're there's brain fog, you know, there's nausea with it and everything. So definitely, again, it's a process, because a lot of times migraine sufferers have tried a lot of different medications. And even with chiropractic, and that's another thing I wanted to say too, is that, you know, we aren't the be all end all. Like, I like to work with other doctors as well to care for patients, you know, and like for migraines, you may need, you know, continue with your medication and we just can supplement that. And then maybe later on you can wean off of it. But there's a lot of things, like everybody has tried medications or different therapies and stuff like that. And you just, you may need to keep that therapy and then just add us. That's another option.
I think it's a mix of everything, you know, like I watch my diet, I do intermittent fasting, I try to sleep, I get exercise, I go earthing. Have you heard about the earthing movement?
Yes.
I do that. That's kind of helped. It might be a placebo, but I'm enjoying it. So I think there's something to that. We're electrical beings, right?
Exactly.
We're everything we do is an electrical signal from our brain. And let's talk about that real quick, because you have other kind of therapies besides just your traditional acupuncture. You have what they call resonance biotherapy. Tell us about this.
Yes. So this we also add with a lot of our patients. Just it kind of adds another benefit to the acupuncture. So that is, it's a microcurrent, and it works on to, if you go back to your biology, it works on the mitochondria of the cell. Because a lot of times what's happening are the cells are not firing, they're not communicating with each other. And the mitochondria is, you know, kind of like the gas in our car. And the more that we can produce, the more ATP and everything that we can produce in our cells, the better it will function. And that is also a part of most of our patients' treatment plan.
And let's talk about it real quick. Reboot therapy. What is what is that?
So that is taking ozone, and it helps to, we use it for migraine sufferers, we use it for allergies, and we also do injections with it as well. It's just like a regeneration of tissue, and then it also helps, it's an antiviral, it's an antibacterial, it just, it increases blood flow as well, just clears stuff out, especially for allergies as well. And everybody, I mean, around here, of course, you're, everybody's dealing with allergies.
Definitely. 437-1620, if you have any questions or comments. We've got about 4 minutes left with the doctor, and so somebody wanted to know here, let me see, I can't read that, my eyes aren't working today. Okay. So, cost, what are we looking at here? Is this something that somebody can bill their insurance for?
Yes. This is a common question.
Yeah.
So what I tell them is we're out of network, which means we're not contracted to insurance providers.
Okay.
So when you come in for your consultation, we'll provide you with a list of questions that you can ask your insurance provider and they'll let you know how much they'll reimburse you. And then that, all that reimbursement process is we'll send you a super bill, which is a list of all your treatments that we'll provide for you. And then you send it over to them, and then they'll start a reimbursement claim, and then they'll reimburse you for the amount that they agreed with.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, so 437-1620, get your questions in. We only have a few moments left. I've got Dr. Rebecca Gibbons and Josh Shurick from Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Check them out online, awpensacola.com. Give them a call, 530-1028. My wife has always been talking about acupuncture. She gets hot stones. She gets massages. Mm-hmm. She gets acupuncture. She does all this because I just feel like she is one of these people that just is sort of susceptible to a lot of these conditions, you know, the migraines, the sinuses, the, mm-hmm. you know, TMJ, things like that. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of people deal with a lot of maybe not debilitating pain, but just, mm-hmm. oh, man, just, you know, pain that just takes you, like you said, Josh, it just takes you away from your life. Right. You know, it gets you, you know, not living like you used to. Mm-hmm. So acupuncture could be one of the things that you can add that could really change things for you. So thank you for the work that you do. How long has the has Acupuncture of Wellness of Pensacola been open?
We opened last September.
Oh, okay.
So I had a clinic down in St. Pete. I went to UWF a long time ago mm-hmm. and then moved down to the Tampa area and was down there for 20 years. And then I sold my clinic down there and wanted to move back up here. So, yeah, we've just not even been open a year, but we're really getting good response mm-hmm. from the community and love our patients, definitely.
Yeah. Very nice community.
Yeah.
What, how many patients, what kind of percentage, just right off the top of your head, do you treat mainly for anxiety and depression?
So I would say that anxiety, depression is always with everything that somebody comes in. Mm-hmm. But we are seeing, and this is probably because mental health is more talked about mm-hmm. within the younger generations. We are right. seeing a lot of younger people coming in with the primary is anxiety and depression. And they are saying up front, it's kind of like disrupting my life mm-hmm. and I really need help with it. So we're seeing more than that, which I am really happy about because my generation, you know, we didn't talk about that mm-mm. stuff where you just suck it up and get through it,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
then we develop bad habits.
Right. We didn't know, we didn't use the words anxiety. We didn't know anything about it. We just thought we were just freaking out for no reason. And dad's like, hey, calm down. So yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for the work you guys do. I wish I had more time to talk to you. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Give them a call, 530-1028, or go to awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, Josh Shurick, thank you so much.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.